Well, hi, book lovers. This is Slats Pyle, representing Out There Books, your intergalactic bookstore. Hi, our program this week, we're going to review some of the hottest titles out there right now on the planet Earth and a few notes from each of their press packets. So here's a stack of books. Let's see what's new and hot out there. Down and Out with Beverly Sills. Now, this is the opera star's college roommate with a touching memoir about their days as starving co-eds. Gone with the Wind. Actor George Wendt's bestseller about shedding 99 pounds on a diet of salted peanuts and light beer. Sounds like fun. A Streetcar Named Bizarre. Well, this is a sequel to the classic Tennessee Williams play, with Blanche DuBois as a mysterious witch with heavy makeup who sells potions in the French Quarter, and Stanley returning home scarred from his life as a New York dock worker and sometime boxer. Ah, here's one called Cocky. It's a novel. A novice Hispanic boxer and day-laboring gigolo who worships Rocky wants his fighting rooster to earn him the entry fee for the Oakland Golden Gloves. Take the Money and Son. That's a guide to the coolest and hottest vacation spots in the Caribbean, looks like. $1 billion maybe. Investor Sly Stillman shares his secrets on speculating in the market. Love with the Proper Strangler. It's a photography book. Stylist Suzanne Cilantronella allows photographers to record her unrivaled collection of jeweled chokers. That's 69 color plates. Love with a Proper Strangler. The novel. Heroine is romanced and set up to die by serial killer who only uses ultra-expensive neckties. Love with this Proper Wrangler. Wow. Gay romance hits the rodeo circuit and cowpunchers go balls to the walls to protect their heterosexual tradition in this Tom Robbins bestseller. Chicken Run. A collection of news essays on the final days of the Bush White House. A Man Called Course. This is an unauthorized biography of pornographer Larry Flint and his courageous drive to win a medal in the Special Olympics. Munster's Balls. How a determined band of entrepreneurs succeeded with an unlikely show about monsters settling into bickering family bliss and ushered in a new era of goofy monster caricatures on television. I remember that sitcom. Man of a Thousand Feces. Biography of the late New York Water Department Commissioner Flint Stone, whose courageous actions saved the city from a methane explosion which would have sent 1 billion tons of raw sewage and up to 100,000 sewer rats into the city streets. This one's soon to be a major motion picture with Tommy Lee Jones and Dennis Hopper. Here's a little slim volume. Cool Hand Puke. A guide to the art of vomiting safely following an alcoholic binge and appearing to still be cool while doing it. This one's a bestseller on college campuses. Pot on a Caddy Tin Roof. Wow. Tennessee Williams' long-lost memoir about weed smoking and gay camaraderie on the roof of the French Quarter YMCA. Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou Art? This is a museum collector's guide to the actual geographical locations of numerous pieces of immortal and immoral art. From Beer to Fraternity, a novel. Young fraternity pledge wants to give up brawling and binging after a tragic accident, but fraternity officers put the pressure on to show up at Butthead's beer bust. Meantime, the Sigma Chi's are rumored to be attacking the fraternity's house with a rain of water balloons. The Purpose-Given Life. Mia First's best-selling spoof of the bestseller extols how richness itself provides purpose in life, and everything else, such as hard work, is really cowpooey. Lust for Leaf. Pieces of an ancient manuscript allegedly written by explorer Leif Erikson's lover, who lived in ancient Norway. X-rated for descriptive scenes of fulfilled lust and graphic cruelty, murder, and dismemberment of Nordic animals, and a graphic description of how to turn them into stew. And signed by Aga, this publishing sensation is a combination homemaking guide for an ancient age and an affectionate melancholy lament for a wandering husband. Get Thee Behind Me, Satin. An industry insider's passionate polemic to boycott satin sales and save the endangered cotton and polyester markets it threatens. The Man Who's New Tooted Too Much. The Man Who's New Tooted Too Much. It's a mystery. Inspector Waverly cracks a ring of smugglers using new stomachs to store and transport drugs. Flatulence Intelligence holds the key to solving a series of across-the-border, criminally-generated stampedes that carry the drugs to the coast, but also into the inspector's clever ambush. Here's The Born Silliness, latest in a series. Bourne seeks to unmask a mystery killer from his past as both rehearse for a Gilbert and Sullivan operetta. Wow, it's Bourne with an Uzi and a tutu. Long Jay's Turning Into Night. It's a horror novel. Millionaire playboy Jay Bloodworth is gradually turning into a vampire werewolf who drinks too much. His Cuban mistress Conchita likes it, but his wife Agnes is aghast and calls the pound. Another novel. Days of Fine-End Poses. An idealistic corporate couple fall into despair when their idealisms are shattered, slipping into an endless 24/7 addictive rut between Starbucks and Ed's Corner Bar. The Fandom of the Oprah. An analysis of the growing popularity of Oprah Winfrey by a team of race sociologists from Slippery Rock. To Heal a Mockingbird. This one's a sequel. Career Woman Scout returns to Alabama hometown to help Mayor Boo Radley infiltrate the KKK and renovate his house. Soon a major motion picture with Robert Duvall and Holly Hunter. King Dong. Biography of the late porn star and fabled 11-incher, Biff Johnson, who died suddenly after accidentally ingesting 40-day-old bong water. Humpback Ravine. The sequel. Broken-hearted gay cowboy finds romance again, managing a highway rest stop, where appears handsome groundskeeper Riff Rock, holding a symbolic rake and scratching seductively. Full Metal Iraq Hit. It's an unpublished, unfinished manuscript from the late Stanley Kubrick, updating his earlier film about Vietnam and moving the scene to Iraq. In the harrowing first part, police force inductees in Baghdad endure 8 weeks of rigid training and are all blown up on a bus. In part two, an embattled patrol of GIs are ambushed by a one-eyed street beggar and forced to kill a friendly puppy carrying an explosive. The volume includes a collection of highly expressive rejection letters from film studios and a photograph of 2 yards of cow manure allegedly delivered to Stanley's carport by Sony Pictures. Heart of Apocalypse Darkness. Another sequel. Protagonist and former assassin kayaks deep into Cambodian jungles to find a crazed hippie photographer and his commune of sex worshippers and get photos for Playboy. He decides to kill him and take his place. Soon a major motion picture with Charlie Sheen, Dennis Hopper, and Halle Berry. A Beautiful Hind. Mentally challenged genius professor lapses into panic when confronted with co-eds in tight skirts. With professional help, he whips his booty fixation and constructs a Nobel Prize-winning formula to help scientists learn to better understand the nature of equations. Soon a major motion picture with Russell Crowe, Robin Williams, and Angelina Jolie as the killer equator. 2001, A Space Ecstasy. An Hispanic sweet potato field worker escapes a dying planet in drag disguise and finds himself on a spaceship with 2,000 refugee women from a Spanish fly factory. Charlie and the Caribbean Chocolate Factory. Revolution in Haiti threatens a madam's chocolate stand until she is whisked away by a gypsy pirate with bad teeth and financed with a factory of her own in Tortuga before an evil missionary priest throws beach sand into her batter and violence ensues. And what is ensued for us is the clock on the wall. We've run out of time. Come visit us at the Intergalactic Out There Books. This is Slats Pyle signing off. And happy reading, everyone.